Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with y'all this morning. Do we have anyone with a prayer request this morning?
Jorge in Colombia
pray for him, lost his father. I hear that. Well, we can pray then. Our dear Father in heaven, we want to come before you this morning to thank you for your many blessings you give us. Thank you for the opportunity to gather together and learn from you. Pray a special blessing for Jorge, Colombia, and his family. And they lost his father. Help them and help us to do your will. Amen. I just wanted to talk a little bit about being faithful. Let's read in James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and the late rains. You too, be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near." Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. We can stop there, but I really like the book of James and these verses. I like that. The prophets, he's talking about the prophets we know about from the Old Testament, how they would have to suffer, they'd have to have patience. The kings, some of them didn't like the prophets, and that would have been a kind of a hard job to just patiently do that. But let's turn now to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. We'll talk a little bit about just doing good, just do what we know to do. And Galatians 6, verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who are the household of faith." So that's just good verses. But it just reinforces that we're not here for ourselves necessarily. We're here to help others just be good, faithful servants. And like verse 10, right now we have an opportunity to do good to people and not just live for ourselves, but God knows what we do, and whatever we sow we'll reap. So That's just a little encouragement for me, and like some of the verses. So, God bless y'all.